ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
We go on with this teaching series. We don't have to lay hands. If you can believe the word of the Lord, whatever it is in your life, in your body, if you can just believe the word of the Lord, he's committed to his word. Isaiah 55 verse 11 says, "So shall my word that has gone out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void." It says, "It shall accomplish the purpose." So God has sent forth his word. In Psalm 102, it says, he sent forth his word, and the word heals. And then the word delivers from destruction. Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed. So healing is God's will. Oppression is the devil's. But God is the healer. And Jesus paid the price both for our sin and for the healing of our physical bodies. And we can take the advantage of those things that have been freely given to us. So just relax. He's not just going to heal you. He has already healed you. We are the healed of the Lord. I will show you in the scriptures, in a short while, we are the healed of the Lord. God's desire for us is to live in health. He desires for us that even when our body seems to be broken, he will still, healing is children's bread, like it described it. So you're welcome to today's service, Galatians chapter 3, as we start out. I titled this Health and Healing as the Desire of God for us. And this desire is so strong in the heart of God. Whether someone even has a relationship with him or not yet, God heals. Because his desire is that we live in health. And then when the bodies are broken, he heals the body. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I sense the healing anointing. And what I'm trusting God for today is what the Bible described in Luke chapter 5, verse 17. He said, on a certain day, as Jesus was teaching, he said, the power of God was present to heal. So I'm trusting that power that is present here. We heal, will heal us awesomely. Spirit, soul, and body will heal us in our physical body, in our emotions. It will heal us spiritually. That's the power of God. That's the healing of God. Galatians chapter 3. If you have a Bible like mine, you see that within the context of what I'm about to read, it's subtitled, "The Law Brings a Curse." The law brings a curse. So I read verses 13 and 14. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So if the law brings a curse, when Christ came, he has redeemed us. He's not going to redeem us. He has. As a matter of fact, Old King James Faithful, he said, he hath. H-A-T-H. It's in the past. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, Having become, so it was our substitute. Having become a curse for us. For it is written, that kind of death. Say, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That the blessing, not the curses again, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon Gentiles in Christ. So we are in Christ today. The privileges, the divine privileges of God belongs to us. He said, that we come upon the Gentiles in Christ that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Through faith, we were not there when he died on the cross. But the Bible says that when he died, we died. When he rose, we rose. When he resurrected and ascended and completed the work of redemption, we were with him. We identify with him. So Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. What is the curse of the law? If you read Deuteronomy 28, the Bible talks in the first 13 verses, talks about the blessings of the Lord, how it works, how it's orchestrated. If you do this, God, then God says, this will happen, that will happen. And from verse 14 to 68, there were things that were written when we live contrary to God's word. And so those things, Bible scholars agree that they are divided basically into three major areas. So if you read from verse 15 to 68, you see that the curse of the Lord is highlighted or grouped. Spiritual death, which gives birth to sin. Poverty, which is a life of inadequacies. And then sickness. And you see it boldly written there. So when Christ came, because those people at that time, they couldn't even keep up with the law. He said, for by the works of the law, no one can be justified. So Jesus came to open the floodgate of a personal relationship with God. And so the sting of death was broken over our lives. Death brings sin and many manifestations of it. So the sting of death, spiritual death, being alienated from the life of God was broken. And then the sting of sickness, then the sting of poverty. John chapter 6, still talking about the nature of God as relates to taking the curse out of our life. John 6, 38. John chapter 6, 38. If you want to understand how God the Father is, I think we can look at Jesus. He said, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So, if you want to find out the nature, the goodness, the character of God, look at Jesus. Acts 10:38 summarizes his life for us. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and with power. Not just for fun. The Holy Spirit and power. And that's one of the things the believers in Christ have access to today. You are anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. And just like Jesus' job description, what he did with the anointing, he said he went about doing good. So we are the healed of the Lord, looking for those who are still oppressed by the devil so that we can lay hands on them and they can recover. So he went about doing good. So God's nature is do good. There was a time an opera like that on TV. Do good. The guy is always doing good. But God the Father is a good, good Father. He said he was doing good.
Jesus, who is a reflection of God the Father, he was anointed with Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good. Talking about the ministry of Jesus, he was prophesying in Isaiah 61. He was talking about the Spirit of the Lord that is upon him because God has anointed him to do certain things. So he reeled out his job descriptions. And in Luke chapter 4 verse 18, that prophecy was fulfilled. And he went into the synagogue one day. He said, this day, this scripture is being fulfilled in your ears. And the people who kept that account, they said that that marked the beginning of the miracles in the life of Jesus. So if you want to look at the nature of God the Father, look at Jesus, the express image of his person. As I start this morning, I just look at the life that we have in Christ Jesus, and I realize that there is need for each and every believer to take advantage of the things eyes have not seen, of the things ears have not heard, of the things that has not entered into the heart of any man, that the Bible, Paul described in 1 Corinthians 2, 9, but those things that are revealed to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Healing is a mystery, and it's a mystery of God. Even the medical science, they've made us to believe, say, we care, but God is the one who actually heals. I mean, if you have seen where surgery is done on people, so there is a cut, and then whatever it is removed, but they are, and then they close up that place. The actual process of healing belongs to God who has put this body together. So I have not met anyone anywhere who desire to be sick. If you have, let me know. I've never met anyone that, I'm agile, I'm strong, I can do all things. Why don't I just be sick now? But you see, if you have known anyone like that, immediately that word is uttered, their body system begins to feel sick. And before you know it, sickness comes. So everyone, including you and I, wants to be healthy. I mean, that's being healthy, maintaining our health, restoring our health. It's evidence. God has helped man to put a wonderful healthcare system together. Pharmacies, meds in the field of medicine, ongoing research every day, because the desire of man is to be healthy. There is a universal complaining desire for all human beings. We want to live life to the full. We want to live maximally. Man actually created, God created man to live forever. That even when man departs this body, he still lives forever. So, everyone wants to be healthy. But we also see the desire of God, because he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. What is God's desire for you and I? 3 John 2. That's God's desire. 3 John 2. He said, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. So, I pray you may prosper in your career path. I pray that you may prosper in your businesses. I pray that you may prosper in your country. But that's not the end of the prayer. He said, and be in health. So, God's desire is for us to be in health. He said, just as your soul prospers. I've never seen anyone who is sick and can think straight. I've never seen anyone who is sick and is eating unendlessly. There are something that comes when someone takes ill. And that's why it is called disease. Something that robs us of our ease. Something that robs us of our thinking. something that shut our body systems down. But God's desire is that we be well. And I said this under God, as the one who is still a student of the Bible, who will continue to study the Bible. I think for us who are believers in Christ, we need to understand that God wants us to be healthy. God is not glorified when we are sick. God is not glorified when things are not well with us. And even when we are going to home, our home, I believe in my heart, we can die like the patriarch. The Bible talking about one of the patriarchs that after he has finished blessing his sons, he willingly gathered his feet and he slept. I believe we can die without having to die through sickness. So God's desire is for us to be well. Sickness came as a result of our rejection of God. I mean, you can read it from the Bible. Many of the patriarchs, some lived for over 900 years. We can't fathom that today. Many lived for 600 and something years. The expected life expectancy in most country, don't tell me or don't ask me about, I don't want to scare anyone. The country that we live in, hey, brother, sister, it is less than 50. But we can live above that. God's desire is that we live well and we live healthy. So if total health, I mean death, including sickness, was actually man's choice, not God's. In Proverbs 14:12, the Bible says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are ways of death. We will, as we progress in this teaching, we will touch on that. You can't eat anyhow. If you want to be healthy, you can live a sedentary life. You need to exercise yourself, exercise your body. There are things that must not enter into this man. You know, the way God designed us as human beings, man is created in the image of God. So man is essentially a spirit being. He possesses a soul and lives in a body. So the food for the spirit is the word of God. Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. John 6:63. He said, the flesh profit nothing. He said, the spirit quickeneth. The word I speak to you, they are spirit. So the food for the spirit man, which man is essentially, is the word of God. That's why it's not a vain thing. That's what Deuteronomy 42:5 says. It's not something that we take trivia. The spirit of man, Solomon says, we sustain him in his challenging times. So your spirit man responds to the word of God. And then the other part, the soul, which is your personality, the seat of your will, intellect, and emotion, is fed actually by your environment, the knowledge, your awareness, you're able to make decisions. And then your body, which is also made from the dust of the heart, is fed by food. So everything relates to its origin. That's why when I pass, for example, my body goes back to the source where it came from. So they put me in a coffin, in a matter of days, it decomposes and then it melts back. My spirit goes back to God who made me in his image. My soul, which gives credence to my personality, I am higher than it. I am different from Sheyi Adewumi because, I mean, there are futures and all that. My soul, which gives credence to my personality, goes back to God to give account. It can either go to heaven, where the life of God is, or where the life of God is not, absence of heaven, that's what is called hell. I hope you get that. So there is a way to keep our spirit man healthy. There is a way to keep our soul healthy. There is a way to keep our bodies healthy. So if total health is God's plan for man and is one of our most universal needs, why is it that many Christians or some Christians are opposed to divine healing. It's very easy for people to recognize that their sins have been forgiven. But it's challenging for many Christians to also know or note or receive or embrace that the same blood that was shed for their sin is the same blood that took away their sicknesses and diseases. Why is it? It's a question as we start this series of teaching, are opposed to divine healing. Why do others who believe in healing, that's another question, fail to receive? Why do people opposed to divine healing, even Christians? And then second question, why do others who even believe in healing fail to receive? We will try to answer these questions in this series of teaching. But the first, let me try and put two answers to that. The first reason why many people are opposed to divine healing, why others who believe in divine healing fail to receive, is because they don't believe, one, people don't believe it is God's will for them to enjoy divine healing, divine health and healing. Many people don't believe. And interestingly, the church has also taught over the year that healing, divine health, ceased with the patriarch, the apostles in the Bible. And it is not relevant for us today. As a matter of fact, many theologians have proven this over time by saying the healing is not physical healing, but more like spiritual healing. And so, if you are a believer and you have sickness, you can live with it. Just manage it. Just live with it for the rest of your life. Because God's desire. And then sometimes, God actually brings sickness. Those are part of the teaching. God brings sickness to humble people. Or God brings sickness as a result of the sin and transgression that people have committed. All those things is far from the truth. The truth, I've seen it with my eyes. I mean, there was a day I was watching a program and then someone got healed. And then they brought him to the platform. And they asked him, he said, and the person just blurted out, I don't know why your God healed me. I am an atheist and I am still an atheist. You say, why? You say, wow. The truth is that healing falls in the realm of God's mercy. The same way the sun and the rain falls in the realm of God's mercy. God doesn't distinguish whether this is the farm of the Christian. So rain must fall on their farm or sun must shine on them. No, it's the mercies of the Lord from Old Testament up to Silent Year to the New Testament up to the day that you and I are living it. God's desire is to heal us. God's desire is for us to live in health. Say, how do I know this? Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. It said, but to you. So I'm not even talking about those who don't have a relationship, but to you who fear my name. I want you to please note my capital M, T, D, capital T, son, capital T, R. So it's referring to a personality, and it's the personality of Jesus. He's called the Son of Righteousness, not S-O-N, but S-U-N. His mercy, I mean, is forever. The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 3, He healed all our iniquities, He heals all our sicknesses. He said, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healings, not oppression, healings in his wings. Isaiah 53, verse 4. So first scripture, how do I know that it's God's will to heal us? Is his will, because his word says so. He sent for his son. He said, surely. Surely. I remember growing up, we used to use the word, sure banker. You are so sure of it. So you say, surely. And sometimes when people don't believe you, even though he's swearing, you remove your, if you are wearing anything, very slippers or anything that has metal, you say, to God who made me. It's as sure as anything. It's as sure. Surely he has borne. There was a substitutionary exchange. He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. But it's likely that we don't esteem him so. But he has. Matthew 8:17. Look at where that scripture was fulfilled. And by the time it was being fulfilled, Matthew's account, he did not use the word griefs and sorrows. He used the word infirmities and sicknesses. Let's read from verse 16, please. He said, when the evening had come, for you to know the nature of God. He said, they brought to him, they brought to Jesus, many who were demon possessed. Let me pause here. It means sometimes sickness can be induced by demonic activity. I'm not saying all sickness, but sometimes it happens. That maybe somewhere, someone lived carelessly and give room for a demonic entrance. So it can happen. I'm not saying all sickness are demon possessed, but there is, I want you to please take note, there is also a spirit or spirits behind sicknesses. So he cast out the spirit with a word and he healed all who were sick. Number one, they came to him. So, for your health, for your healing, you have to come to Jesus. We have to come. And you know, like I've said in the time past, and I'm still saying it, peradventure you have, I mean, medical science has put certain diseases, hereditary and all that. While you are using your medication, as a matter of fact, while you are using the medication, believe that the ultimate healer is Jesus. He said they came to him and that it might be fulfilled. All were healed, but that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet that we read just now, saying, He himself took our infirmities and then bore our sicknesses. He himself. He took it and then he bore it. He was afflicted. The Bible talks about his countenance while he was doing it in Isaiah 52. Can we read Isaiah 52, 12? Isaiah 52, 12. He said, The last verse. Isaiah 52, the last verse. Is that the last verse? No. That's not what I'm looking for, please. Help me out. 52:14. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. 52:14. Said, just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the son of men. One translation says, when they gave Jesus those stripes, thank God for Passion of the Christ, who just painted a little bit, that he was so disfigured that you can't even think that he was a human being. And it's understandable. So it means when I feel a bang of my migraine headache, I should fix it on Jesus. So I'm feeling migraine. Somebody else is feeling cancer. Somebody else is feeling typhoid fever. Somebody else is feeling coronavirus. Because I'm going somewhere shortly. There is no new disease, even as they are discovered. It is taken care of by those 39 stripes. This one says, he had a ruined face, disfigured past recognition. So, Matthew substituted the word infirmity and sickness substituted Isaiah's griefs and sorrow with infirmities and sickness. When you look at these words in Hebrews, it actually revealed the state of physical healing. So, if God is the author of sickness, as some people teach or have taught today, then Jesus failed to follow his father's example, where we read as our text. Acts 10:38, then Jesus was acting contrarily. So, healing all sick and oppressed of the devil, it is God's nature. So, we can be free from sickness. We can be free from disease. Because there is provision by God who loves us with an everlasting love. Secondly, the reason is that often when people are sick, people say it's because they have sin in their lives. No. The mercies of the Lord, you know what mercy does? It means the judgment that you deserve. You didn't get it because somebody is on your case. And God is on your case. Grace cover. Mercies. I don't know how to put the word mercy. Mercy encompasses. Yeah, that's the right word. Grace on its own can function perfectly well for us. By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. But even if it happens that grace fails, mercy encompasses. Mercy does not allow judgment that is due to a person. And you know, his mercies, the Bible says, endures forever. You know, when people say sin is, this person has sin in their life, they quote from John 5:14. When Jesus told a man, go and sin no more, for a worse thing will come upon thee. Sin may be one of the reasons why people may be sick, but God doesn't send sickness as punishment for sin. That's what I'm saying. God will rather allow the sinners to repent of their sins and not use punishment to get their attention, to bring them. God doesn't use sickness. The Bible says in Luke chapter 11, where Jesus was teaching his disciples about prayer. The Bible talks about that men who are evil, they know how to give good gifts to their children. He said, how much more your heavenly father, nobody's child here will ask for bread and they will give them scorpion. Nobody's child here will ask for rice. And then when your child opens the thing, finds a live snake inside that bowl. Nobody does that. Nobody does something here that your child misbehaves and you now say that, Lord, knock his head with an headache so that the head can grow bigger and the womb misbehave next time. Nobody does that. If men who know how to reason things out does not do it, so God cannot be the oppressor and the healer of sin crisis at the same time. That's what I'm saying. In the medical science, they said there are four types, main types of diseases. So you have the infectious, deficiency, hereditary, and physiological. I'm not going to go into that. It's been further classified, another 17 by the International Center for Diseases. There are parasitic, immunity disorder, blood-related organ, mental disorder, nervous system, sensory organs. All those things, and it's still an evolving field. Where I'm going this morning is actually the reason why I mentioned that and why I'm flipping to this side is what the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, verses 60 to 61. Deuteronomy 28, verses 60 to 61. So, whatever the medical science, I've said it many times, medical science is a discovery of God. So, they are not opposed to God. God is not opposed to medical science. In fact, for the benefit of otherwise, we would have died. Many people would have died more than we have died if there is no discovery through medical science. So, medical science helps us to put things in proper perspective. So, God is not against our faith. But what he says here, he said, moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases. God is not an author, because people have also read this and put God in the realm of causative. No, this is permissive. In other words, if as a child, my child, you know, the way they train some of us not to run away from light, or is it fire? So they put candle, they put stove, or candle. So they don't go there as a small child. Then you go, don't go there. So sometimes your parents just, for one moment, they just throw their face away. And then you touch that hot plate and you scream. Of course, they come after you and help you to assess the damage. But the truth is that next time when you see a hot plate, a candle or anything for the rest of your life, that memory of pain. So God didn't cause. But when we take our eyes off God, there are things that can creep in. Moreover, he will bring back, so it's in permissive sense, the diseases of Egypt, which you are afraid, they shall cling to you, and every sickness and every plague, which is not written in this book of the law, will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. So there are discovery of new diseases at the moment. So this is there. But look at what the Bible scholars also believe. Bible scholars also believe that the 39 lashes that Jesus received before he was crucified was on our behalf, was for our healing. He said he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sin and then live for righteousness by his wounds. 1 Peter 2:24, that's what I've just read. We were healed. If we were healed, then today we are healed. I don't know if you get that. So, if we were healed, then it means whether it's medical science that is researching into that, it's still under those 39 categories, 39 stripes. So, we are healed today. I said we can be healthy today. We can be healed of cancer today. We can be healed of asthma today. We can be healed of mental disorder today. You know why I will start preaching this? In the course of this week, you know, I was saying something. I preached on depression 2 Sundays consecutively. I ended it up. But in the course of this week, I just sat down at home and a TV program came on a particular station. And they said there are 2 twin demons that we are fighting with presently in Nigeria. Who watched that program? Did you? I did. If any other person. They said those 2 twin demons is among the young people. And it is, those demons are called depression and suicide. And they brought people on the program who have gone through depression. Some people who have lost their loved one to suicides and all that. So I'm saying under God, Proverbs 12:25 again. He says, anxiety in the heart causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. I'm saying under God that healing is for today. When people hear the good word of the Lord, anxiety goes from their lives. Depression goes far away. We need to examine what causes anxiety. We've said it. Matthew chapter 6, what to eat, what to wear, where to live. We call it Maslow hierarchical needs. That's the list. And these things, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, he said, your heavenly Father knows that you have the need for them. So he's not oblivious of it. God doesn't live in Nigeria, but knows all that goes on in Nigeria. And if we can learn to do what he has asked us to do, which is seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, every other thing that we need in that, and then plus good health will be added to us. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So, each of the strokes of the lash or stripes left on Jesus, tore deep into his skin, was for the healing of one category of disease. Whether the one that I recognize now, or the one that are yet being discovered, or the one that will be yet to come into play. That 39. In fact, as a matter of fact, I know people took it online. If you go online, 39 category of diseases, you have many people who have spoken against it because the world has changed. The agnostics, the 80s, they say it can only be Jesus. And they put in religion, other people's religion and all that. But it is known, it is agreed by Bible scholars that the 39 category of diseases are known to man. I've highlighted four basic areas, which medical science has discovered, and another 17 areas. But this one is just, whether it is in the past, or in the present, or in the future, the stripe of Jesus took care of it. It's just like now, as we are. I mean, when people say, the blood of Jesus, the blood of... Many people in their minds also, they think that, as you call it, there is fresh supply. No. It has been shed. It has been shed for our sins. It's a day. It is legal. It becomes vital the day someone receives Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. Some people also say, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Isn't it? The same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead, Romans 8, 11, is the same Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of us today. There is no counterfeit. There is not one for heaven and one for the earth. It's the same Holy Ghost that you and I receive after we have given our life to Christ and is active in us to the degree to which we permit him to do his work. In John 14, 26, In the Amplified or in the Message, he said he will do seven things to us. As our teacher, as our intercessor, as our counselor, he will show us things to come. He will help us to be able to, he will guide us unto all truth. He said he's our counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, stand by. When we allow him to do such in our lives, we will not be confused in life. Praise God. In closing today, everybody agree, science agree, Bible agree, there are five aspects of our health. And I want everyone to please take note of these five areas. Number one, physical health. For you to behold, you have to take care of yourself physically. Then emotional health. Then social health. Then spiritual health. And then intellectual health. When somebody is whole in these five areas, the person is stacked healthy and living a healthy life. So you are whole physically, you are whole emotionally, you are whole socially, you are whole spiritually, you are whole intellectually. And the work of Jesus on the cross dealt with our entire being. The five areas has been covered. Our spirit has been set free and made righteous by the blood of Jesus. The rest of our being, whether physical, emotional, social, intellectual, has also been taken care of. The stripe of Jesus came from that whip. That whip tore into his body so that we can be whole in every other area of our lives. Sickness may desire to tear our body apart. Jesus' desire is still to bring our body together, to be healed, to be restored. Healing is the uniting and bringing back of what disease has parted. To the blood for our spiritual life, the stripes for our wholeness in the natural life. The stripes not only represent physical and emotional healing, it represents prosperity in our mind. He said, I wish above all things. It's when your mind is healthy, that's when you can think creatively. It's when your mind is healthy. That's when you can think about idea. You can plan. You can do strategic planning. It's somebody whose mind is healthy. I've never seen anyone at Yaba on the left who says he wants to plan for the next 5 years. It's someone with a sound mind. And that's what the believer carries, the mind of Christ. It's whole. Whole. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. The stripes were used for discipline in those days. For chastening. Jesus took that in our place. He took our stripes. He took our punishment on the cross. So we will not have to be punished. He took our punishment. So we could have his reward. He took our sickness. So we could have his divine healing. He took our sin. So we could walk in his righteousness. He took our poverty. So we, through his poverty, might be made rich. The stripes and blood of Jesus are to be used in our everyday lives. When Jesus made reference to the communion element, that's when he said, as often as you partake of this, do this in remembrance of me. 1 Corinthians 11:24 verse and 25. Healing is God at work in us through Christ today. God does not put sickness for some purpose, as some people have made us to believe, maybe to humble. Redemption, the word redemption means fully paid and collected by Christ. Fully paid. Fully paid. And you know, we need to also understand that in our walk with the Lord. Some believers are still running their lives as if there is still something to do. There is still something to do. There is still something to do. No, the word redemption, if you understand it, it's fully paid, fully collected from the devil. The devil cannot put us in tyranny of oppression anymore. He said, he has come that we may have life, John 10:10, and have it more in abundance. In closing today, Galatians 3:13-14 again. Galatians 3:13-14. I believe God heals. I believe healing is for us today. I've walked through with people who literally, medical science were just managing them to just keep alive for the next 3 months, for the next 6 months, for the next 2 years. And some of those people are still here with us today. So God heals. His desire is to heal us. His desire is to heal us. And I reiterate this again. Please don't buy into it. That's why he said believers. He said the Son of Righteousness. I believe in my heart when I'm going to pass, it's not going to be through accident. It's not going to be through diseases. That's what I choose to believe. And that's what I hold on to. I am a man on a mission. I have not even started my assignment. I'm just scratching. I'm beginning to get into the flow of it. So I can't die prematurely. That's what I believe. And I choose to believe it. That's what my faith carries. I can't die through sickness. It's not boasting. I have seen it in the world. I recognize that there is nothing I can do. I use multivitamins for your information. So, but it's not, my faith is not in the multivitamin. I rest at the appropriate time for your information. But that's still not it. The rest that God gives is the kind of rest. And sometimes, some of us, we understand that kind of rest. That you can sleep for 5-10 minutes and your body is energized and you can carry on. And then sometimes you can decide to sleep for hours and it still works for you. So these things, it's the provision has been made for us and we need to get into it. When we get into the other thing, the things you must heed, how you must conduct yourself so that diseases and sicknesses can be taken away from you. I'm practicing one vigorously and doctors will tell us the best therapy for this your body is not Coca-Cola. It is water. It is how many percent? I can't remember now. This whole body is how many percent water? So, if you will stay alive, healthy. I mean, in some part of the world, I mean, it surprised me. I was in a place one day, and the person said to me, there's so much headache and all that. And he said, well, that he doesn't want to go to the hospital, because if he goes to the hospital, they just keep him in a room and just be asking him to drink. The GP in that country will be asking him to drink water. So it means ordinarily, on a good day, you need to drink water so that you can keep headache away. Ordinarily, on a good day, you need to do your yearly health check. As you assume certain age, there are things that must not enter your mouth anymore. You know, I'm just breaking it down for you. We will get into it. So that you don't say it's the devil, it's the devil. There are some things that are self-induced. Some diseases are hereditary. But what am I saying today? I believe you can cut that cycle by you doing what is needful. High blood pressure may be hereditary, but you can cut the cycles over your life. Migraine, mental instability, you can cut the cycle. The Bible says, my own people, that's what God says, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I trust that God will help us through this. And if you have any sickness in your body that has lingered for long, as we sit under these teachings, I believe that such sicknesses will just disappear by reason of knowledge, the light of God shining in your life. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone who hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentile in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And lastly, today, Colossians chapter 2 from verse 11. Colossians chapter 2 from verse 11 all through to 15. Head and healing our hearts today. It says, in him you are also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by putting off the flesh, the body of sins of the flesh. So sins is taken care of by the circumcision of Christ. Verse 12 says, we were buried with him. So when Jesus died and was buried, see that migraine headache, see that high blood pressure, buried with him. It is not your disease. You know, sometimes we use our mouth to just put things in another perspective for us. We say my migraine, my blood pressure, my cancer, and we romance it. So we were buried with him. Those things were buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. Verse 13 says, and you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses, and then wipe out. So sickness, poverty, the spiritual death, he wiped them out. The handwriting requirement that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way. How? Nailing it to the cross. And then he disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. And that is our stand today. We need to triumph over what Jesus did by showing forth that life. God wants us well. His desire is to be, for us to be healthy. When our body is broken somewhat, his desire is also for us to be healed. Because he said he wished above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. I want you to please come take that song for me while I pray. Peradventure you are in here, you're sick in your body, or you're battling with something in your health that has lingered for long. I want us to agree in faith today. He is the Lord, our healer. He sent forth his word again to us today to heal us from all our diseases. Thank you, Father. Let your heart be open at home. Let your heart be open. He's still a God who is interested in our affairs. He knows us. Isaiah 49 says, we are graven upon the palms of his hands. His wall, our walls are continually before him. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Let's sing together. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and I heal your disease.
I am the Lord, your healer.
As I pray this morning, I want you to just open yourself to
God. I am the Lord, that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
Father, this morning, thank you for your word. Thank you for everyone in this room. Thank you for everyone watching. Lord, your desire for us is to be and live in health, even as our soul prospers. But peradventure, there is anyone who is sick this morning, whether it is infectious, deficient, hereditary, or physiological diseases. Lord, thank you because you paid the price. So I rebuke the spirit of infirmity. I command it to go in the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare healing, total restoration back to health. Yes, Lord, in your nervous system, total restoration. In your immune system, total restoration. In your circulatory system, total restoration. In your respiratory system, total restoration. In your digestive system, total restoration. Thank you for health. Thank you for healing. Thank you, Lord, for restoration. Thank you for that breath of life. That Zoe, the life of God. It is active in our lives. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for this week. It's a week of divine favor. It's a week of divine health. It's a week where we walk with soundness of mind in all that we have to do. We bless you. We honor you. Thank you for testimonies, for the manifestation of your healing power. We give you praise. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for that migraine headache. Thank you for that pain in the lower back. Thank you, Lord, for that growth that is disappearing right now. Thank you, Lord, for that lung that received the freshness. Lord, even in the hair, we've received the freshness of the Lord. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let's sing, I.E., you are the Lord that heals me. Just personalize it to yourself this morning.
He let me. Oh, you are the Lord.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,